Welcome everyone to today's podcast. We have a very special guest with us, Laura, today, the inspiring owner and instructor at Yoga at the Key. Laura is not just passionate about yoga, but also creating a space that's inclusive, empowering, and accessible to everyone. With her knowledge of yoga and mindfulness practice, she has been transforming lives and helping other people who are there at the Yoga at the Key. And we feel great that you are here today. And it's such a pleasure to have you today at our podcast. So I'm just going to start by quickly asking some questions. So with today's busy schedule, finding time for yoga can be really challenging. If you had to recommend three essential yoga poses, that would what would you suggest and why?
Yeah. I would recommend starting with meditation upon awakening. So followed by a practice of gratitude. That's what I do every day, writing down three things you're grateful for, and then moving the spine in all directions. So bending forward, backward, side to side, and twisting. Meditation, even if you only do it for 5 minutes when you wake, is like a shower for your brain. Instead of hitting the pavement running in the morning with emails, coffee, take 5 minutes to just sit in silence and notice how you feel. Connect with your breath and let this set the tone for the rest of your day. It teaches you to listen to yourself before the outside influences of the world. And this practice also sets you up to identify and meet your needs throughout the day, while also improving your mind's ability to focus. Gratitude is an essential practice because the more we consciously give thanks, the more resilient we become. We're better able to manage life's stresses and challenging events, and it increases our levels of happiness and contentment. Lastly, our spine is the information superhighway for our body's ability to function. So while keeping length in your spine, take a few gentle movements in all the directions mentioned, so forward, backward, side to side, and gentle twisting to left and right, and that'll help keep your highway happy and healthy.
Makes sense. It feels like I have a lot of things to uncover when it comes to yoga, but I feel like now I'm a little ready for it. So Laura, I was just wondering, because most of the time I procrastinate a lot, you know, if I have to go to gym, if I have to work on something, I feel like I'm very lazy in general. So I just have this question, like, yoga is often described as a journey rather than a destination. What advice would you give to someone who is struggling to stay consistent with their yoga practice or any wellness activity that they are doing or want to do?
So first I'd say start where you're at. If you can't commit to going to an hour-long class, or if you can't get somewhere, or if you don't have the financial means, just start with 5 minutes a day at home. Go on a free YouTube channel, or just take a couple minutes for yourself and do as much or as little as feels good for you. You don't have to fit into a box of what you think you're supposed to do. And be kind to yourself. Whatever effort you make, you know, you want to encourage yourself lovingly. So when I talk about consistency or discipline, it's not out of self-hate. It's out of, like, it's not out of this desire to be better because I don't like myself. It's out of a desire to be kind and caring and do what helps me feel best.
Great. Yeah, I think that'll motivate me a lot. Just one more question. How has yoga personally impacted your life?
In a ton of ways that I could talk about for hours. But to summarize it, I came to yoga after getting sober and struggling with my health. So I had several issues that Western medicine wasn't able to resolve. And I was offered prescriptions for everything, but no effort was made to get to the root cause. So I wanted something else more than just medicating. Not that there's anything wrong with medicating, but I wanted to know if there was something else I could do to understand what needed to change. I struggled with constant anxiety, followed by episodes of debilitating depression, and my weight and my physical health swung from one extreme to the other, along with my mental health. So yoga taught me to tune into my body after having been disconnected from it for decades. And over time, with consistent effort, it showed me where I was out of balance. And in hindsight, what I really needed was to rehab my lifestyle to create the life I wanted to live. My anxiety slipped away. I'm not a worrier anymore. I still have bouts of depression, but my disciplined practice helps carry me through the waves of life and gives me consistency, hope, and faith in times of darkness. And I'm no longer living out of alignment with my values. I'm blessed to create a life and relationships that are meaningful to me, where service to others and ethical principles guide everything I do. And I feel really great about that.
Wow. That's so great to listen your story and how you struggled, but then yoga gave you a purpose, and definitely what Western medicines or allopathy, which we know that cannot help, yoga has been healing you through. So that's so great. And thank you so much for coming to our podcast and sharing, you know, some light about yoga and how yoga at the key can, you know, helping people and can in future help more people. So that was really great. Thank you so much.
Thanks you.